Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, September 9th, 2015 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Before we dive into the Microsoft Patch Tuesday, I want to quickly point to a diary that Lenny wrote today about an advanced fee scam that involved Craigslist and PayPal. Essentially, the buyer here faked a payment confirmation from PayPal and then tried to have the seller send money to a delivery service that was supposed to pick up the item that was bought from Craigslist. Pretty interesting scam, and apparently, according to Lenny's research, the individual that is behind this particular incident did try this many times before and often successful. But with that, let's look at Microsoft's Patch Tuesday. We got a total of 12 bulletins, 5 of which are rated critical. Now, with the Windows 10 release, we got Microsoft Edge as a new alternative, somewhat lighter weight web browser. So our first two bulletins are now cumulative updates. First of all, for Internet Explorer, that's MS-1594. And then we got a second one, MS-1595, for Microsoft Edge, which fixes less vulnerabilities than the Internet Explorer one. But Microsoft also announced that they will not necessarily enumerate every single vulnerability in Microsoft Edge, only the more important ones. Not sure if that policy is already in effect. Then MS-1596 is an important bulletin that fixes a denial of service in Active Directory. So, well, only denial of service, Active Directory shouldn't really be reachable from the outside anyway. That's why it's only important. MS-1597, on the other hand, is, well, yet another open font type vulnerability, and this one has already been exploited in target attacks. Microsoft rates this vulnerability critical. MS-1598 fixes a vulnerability in Microsoft Journal. That's an application that many of you probably don't even have installed. You do have it installed if you're running Windows on a tablet. You can install it on other systems by enabling the tablet PC optional components. So if you did this and you don't really know what a Windows Journal is, you may just want to turn off that option again in order to remove Windows Journal from your system. And then we got MS-1599. Now, this is yet another Microsoft Office patch, probably a little bit more important than some of the older Microsoft Office patches, because this one, again, already has been exploited in the wild. MS-15100 is a vulnerability in Windows Media Center, so yet more of the same. Certainly do want to apply it if you are using Windows Media Center. Then we got MS-15101. It fixes a problem in the .NET framework, but this is only an elevation of privilege issue, so that's why we rate it important in line with Microsoft. MS-15102, another important bulletin. This one, again, an elevation of privilege vulnerability, this time and yet again in Windows Task Management. That's another very common part that causes elevation of privilege issues. MS-15103 is an information disclosure vulnerability in Microsoft Exchange Server, so only affects you if you're running Exchange Server, not applicable to clients at all. Now, the way Microsoft describes this particular vulnerability, it does really only affect Outlook Web Access, and by sending a specific mail to the user, tricking the user into clicking on a link in the email. The user could then be tricked into releasing sensitive information. I imagine that something like a fake password dialogue or something like this that could be popped up, and the user may mistake this dialogue for an authentic Outlook web access dialogue. MS-15-104 fixes a problem in Skype for Business server and Link server. Again, only the business or the server component, not the Skype client, and it fixes an elevation of privilege vulnerability here. Finally, we got MS-15-105 that fixes a problem with the access control lists in Hyper-V. Again, only affects if you have the Hyper-V role enabled. Now, what is also kind of interesting about this particular patch Tuesday, that we are already in 3-digit Microsoft bulletin numbers. Last time that happened was in 2013, and it took us till December to reach the 100s. Last year, I believe it was only 80-something bulletins that Microsoft released. Certainly in the last couple of months, we have seen a lot of bulletins each month, always sort of around a dozen different bulletins. So very possible that we will end up, because we still have like 3 months left, so we should end up somewhere in 130 or so bulletins at the end of the year. And also, we don't really see a reduction in number of bulletins, neither do we see a change in the topics that are being patched here. Just as an example, the open font issues, they're pretty much patched every month, and every month that's an issue that has already been exploited in targeted attacks. And because it's patch Tuesday, we also got a patch from Adobe. Adobe patched a vulnerability in Shockwave Player. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.